You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, how to heal trust issues caused by trauma. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And I am, as always, delighted to be with you and to have a guest with us on the show. And I want to welcome Tatiana Villarreal. Yay! I got it right. Yay! So glad that you are here. And we
are,
Tatiana, we were talking a little bit about what we're going to be talking about before we got on the air, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her because she's got a wonderful background and really is helping a lot of people and being able to be more successful in their business and their life. So she is a trauma integrative hypnotherapist, intuitive, and coach who helps purpose-driven entrepreneurs and leaders overcome emotional wounds and trauma that show up as business blocks so that they can fully step into their purpose and impact. And I'm going to skip what else you put here because I think I'm going to let you share some of that. But she's also really developed a highly effective method that helps to release negative emotions and traumatic memories stored in the body, in our cells and neurons and all that good stuff. So I'm going to let her tell us a little bit more about how you got here, what your journey is, because I have a feeling it was a pretty interesting one from just the little bit that I did not tell everyone about, but I know you're going to now.
Again, thank you for having me on the show. And usually I share my story from an angle of the journey that I walk through myself on this entrepreneurship journey through the blocks. And this is what I do for clients now. And it is the main three pillars and the main kind of groups of the blocks, which is visibility blocks and that fear of being visible and exposure. Confidence issues and imposter syndrome and all that good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And money blocks. But I was getting ready for this episode with you today, and I was called to share something really different. And I really love a quote, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, by Brené Brown about what trauma does. One of the things that trauma does is it takes away our ability or willingness, and again, I'm paraphrasing here, to be vulnerable. And so I wanted to dive in a little deeper on this topic with you today about vulnerability, boundaries, trust, and how the trauma that we go through, and many people don't know they have trauma. Mm-hmm. Let's call it emotional wounding, relationship wounding, right? And how it affects our ability to be successful, to be leaders, to live, love, engage, and attract clients. And even we were talking a little bit earlier with our team members, right? That ability to trust, ability to be vulnerable, and ability to engage fully with life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that's a really good subject to talk about. But I would love it if you could just share a little bit about what even got you interested in being able to, do this type of work, to be able to help people with these issues, to be able to help people with trust and vulnerability, to help people to be able to be engaged authentically, as I like to say.
So from the perspective of those three pillars that I mentioned, the confidence and the visibility and the money blocks, these were my biggest blocks when I started my business. Mm-hmm. I started my business because I had a huge transformation using hypnotherapy for my personal life and my health in particular. Because one of the things that hypnosis does, it rewires neural pathways. And not many people are aware of it. And actually, most people look at hypnosis as suggestive hypnosis and more mind-based. But since my journey started very differently from the body, I actually ended up being full circle. I am more body-based, emotion-based hypnotherapist. And I believe that when we work with the body and release the body memory and emotional memory and all that neurocircuitry and neurochemistry that is connected to trauma and emotional wounding, this is when the mindset and all our actions in our business or personal life, right, change organically. So I had a huge transformation using hypnotherapy. I was mind blown because I've tried everything under the stars for 4 years to treat my neurological damage from a medical surgery. It was a medical injury I had. And when I realized the power of this methodology, and I had other transformations as well, I wanted to share about it with everybody. And so I started my business. And for the first 3 years of my business, I really struggled and I got into $15,000 in debt because, well, my biggest block and my biggest fear, and all of those fears come up because entrepreneurship is one of the best litmus tests. It's like one of the best reflection of our wounds, of our real personality, right? Not the mask that we wear, but the person, the real deal. And so my biggest one was fear of being visible, fear of being seen, exposed, known. I could not be on camera, period. I could not even record myself for myself, not even to share or go live or be on a podcast or being published in a book right now or any of that, because fear of visibility is so much more, as you might know. It's not just public speaking. It's not just being on camera. It is that fear of being exposed and visible, period. And so I've been building my business despite that fear. And it was a daily struggle. Basically, I lived in this anticipation of that I need to do it again. So daily struggle. And as you might imagine, it's very hard to build my business this way. And I was working with other people. Obviously not reaching enough people, obviously struggling with all the marketing because fear of visibility always also affects fear of selling, marketing, self-promotion. Yeah. So I wasn't reaching enough people. I wasn't making the impact I was trying to make. And I was in fear of struggling daily. And this is when I realized living in a basement apartment in winter because I was in debt, $15,000 in debt. I could not move. My neighbors upstairs had a barking dog. I was going insane because I'm very sensitive to smell, sound, and everything with my intuitive abilities, right? I was going insane and I realized, basically, I either have to go back to my job and give up on my dreams or do something differently. And I had another mind-based session at this time, right? And I had a breakthrough moment. I realized that I'm doing things wrong. I'm trying to address an issue, which is fear living in my body, in my neurocircuitry, that state of unsafety with mindset, because I went from coach to coach to coach and I tried all the conventional and unconventional, but mind-based tools. And I was still there, desperate, struggling, not making the impact. And so from then on, I went on to study trauma. Internationally, I studied all over the place to get the knowledge of what trauma does and how it works. And I realized and I developed a modality to work with trauma, which releases that body memory. Basically, what I've done for myself to be able to be doing this work now and now doing it with other women. And in this process, I realized that trauma does not just affect our beliefs. It does not just affect our visibility. It does not affect and cause imposter syndrome and all the confidence issues and issues with worth. And it doesn't just affect our money blocks, because I realized actually much later that money blocks are also trauma blocks and not mindset blocks. Right. But I first thought it's just the fear of visibility. And then I realized it applies to everything. But applicable to this conversation today, I realize that trauma affects all of our personality, and we basically walk around with this wall, with a firewall. We don't trust people. I'm really lucky that I did not build my team, did not start building my team with those unresolved trauma issues. And we cannot be vulnerable. We cannot be engaging. We cannot be magnetic. Everybody talks about magnetism right now, right? And it's not some mystical unicorn that we need to somehow chase by the tail. It's actually a result of a deep emotional relationship and traumatic wounds. And we repel clients, repel money, repel everything because of that.
Yeah, it really is something that I think it's this thing that just pervades you and you don't even necessarily even realize it. And I think that's the real problem with it. Because I know I've gone through some of this as well. I grew up with an alcoholic father and things. And so I had my share of trauma as a kid growing up. And trust issues was definitely something that I would not have been able to pinpoint it, you know, even as a young adult, that was what was going on. It really was. I love how you said at the beginning about how our business is really just sort of magnifies everything and it brings it out. I even wrote about this in my own book too. It was like, that was where I came up against my money blocks and things too. It was the things I learned, you know, realized I had all these limiting beliefs that I'd picked up when I was a kid. But I do appreciate that a lot of it was related to trauma. So when you talk about being able to release this on a body level, as opposed to, you know, just focusing in on the mind, what can you explain a little bit more about that?
So with that example of my visibility fear, mm-hmm. or because I could not, for 3 years of my business, I could not resolve this issue for myself. And even though I was creating changes for other issues in my clients' lives, but internally, right, it's this state of, I can't resolve it for myself. What kind of hypnotherapist or practitioner am I, right? Even if I wasn't even working with, I would not basically, of course, because of integrity, I would never take on a client to work on an issue I have not resolved for myself. This is my policy, right? Not sure how others view it, but I do not. So it was seeping in. I was like, I felt like a fraud. I felt like an imposter. So, okay, I'm working with hypnotherapy, but it's not resolving my biggest block. What is going on? And so, having this epiphany moment and then going on to study trauma. And then later, I actually studied trauma internationally. I later found out that everything I came to with my own process and all the conclusions about that it's the body that holds the state of unsafety. So let's say apply to trust. If we are at war, as one of my favorite psychologists and trauma specialists says, if we are at war internally, and our biggest wars are the mother trauma and the father trauma, if we are internally at war, we will be at war with the rest of the world. We will perceive it as a filter, but it's not just a mind filter. Because not many people know, and I find it fascinating, that there are a lot more neuropathways that lead from the body to the brain than the other way around. So it means what indigenous people, by the way, knew, that the body is much more important and it has its own intelligence. It's like a hardwired program that sends all those signals because there are more neurons that lead to the brain sending that fear. And hey, we aren't safe. We don't trust the team member. We don't trust that they will make this, they will finish this project on time or perfectly. We don't trust even the new client. We don't trust, let's go bigger. We don't trust life. We don't trust that abundance is there for us. We don't trust money. We don't trust the universe to hold us, to support us. So it's people and global universe picture, right? And all that, of course, it's fear. And then it leads to trust and all of that.
Yeah.
So because I was experiencing all of it, walking around for years with a firewall, not trusting life, not trusting people, and if I was driven to serve. I was actually much more driven to serve and give than make money out of it. For years, I struggled with all the traditional spiritual people money blocks. And this is why I do for clients what I do for clients now, right? But I did not have so that firewall, that lack of trust, that everything. And I realized it's living in my body. My body does not feel safe, period. So from that fear of visibility to all those other fears, I started developing a modality that works using a different language. And this is my special sauce, so to say, right? It's a way to bypass the mind. Because, for example, for such deep, profound, deeply hardwired problems, which are written in our neurocircuitry, in our nervous system, we cannot overpower our nervous system, which is autonomous with our mind. And so a lot of people do all sorts of healing, such as inner child healing and all the amazing modalities. But again, we've been influenced by the education system, by the patriarchal system, that we still apply mind first tools to do that. But our body does not understand words. Our subconscious does not understand logic and reasoning. So for that inner child work, you can trust life. And our inner child is like, I know I can't. And the body is screaming, I know, I have all the proof from my 30, 40, 50, whatever, 60 years that I know it's not true. You're reasoning and bargaining with me. And so I realized I need to bypass it and I need to talk and develop. I developed this modality to be able to bypass that mental level and talk in a language, so to say, which is super simple. First, to the body and to the emotions and to the subconscious. And then that mindset, as I said, in our actions and our beliefs, obviously, right? And our entire paradigm of life changes and adjusts organically. So yes, mindset work is important, and we will still need mindset coaches. And I do, and I think everybody should work with a coach. But that work on the body and safety, the screaming, needing that trust, because we all want to be loved. We all want to love and engage and live everything that you write and talk about, right, in your work. And if we do it from the body and emotions up versus from the mind top down, everything adjusts accordingly, naturally. My clients, for example, they report to me after the sessions, and we work together for 4 months, right, in my program, let's say, that we don't quite know how to pinpoint what happened. But I come home, and my mom does not trigger the same response. And I can relax a little bit, and I don't have that firewall anymore. And over the course of 4 months, it gets better and better and better because we are practicing and like going to the gym. And so the body is released and we can breathe, we can live, we can love, we can give and we can receive all of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's interesting because if you think about it, those of you who are, you know, listening, the words that we use a lot of times, it really does refer to the body. You know, we talk about a gut feeling. You know, when someone has a gut feeling about someone, well, that literally is, you know, you're feeling it in your stomach. You're having that, that is where those, you know, thoughts, I guess, in a way, or that feeling is more important than what's going
actually
on in
simple.
The brain
it's
and the heart.
Is the trauma shock or lack of love and nurture and lack of that trust as a baby, let's say,
yeah,
the attachment, how is attachment formed? It's the child is abandoned and we don't remember it. So that's why, because I work through the body remembers everything. Mm-hmm. So the client doesn't know what's affecting her. And then we work through the body and it's automatically released, right? I work with transgenerational trauma a lot. We don't even know the people. Like I had a lot of trauma from World War II. My grandparents were both in the war. And my mom was born after the war. So all the trauma that with my mom that I had, until you start realizing the bigger picture and how it's all epigenetically passed down and everything, and start releasing it, I could mentally forgive my mom till the cows come home. But it did not land. Or I did not talk to my father for 13 years. And actually, a lot of my clients have mother and father wounds because we are tracked, right?
Right.
What we have, the path, clients are who are on the path that we have walked. I truly believe that. And we can, this is how we serve. We can share with them the knowledge, the tools, and the process, right? To get them faster. What took me years, and I'm talking about 15 years and all my life with childhood trauma, right? Now happens in like a really short period of time. And so it's the trauma or lack of safety recorded in the neurons. It's not the belief yet. A child doesn't have a belief. A child doesn't have a language. A child has emotions. And that emotional charge and the psychic process that's not complete. So it's both finishing those psyche, the work with the psyche, the loops that haven't been completed. And that's more of that mind work, but subconscious mind, parallel with the body memory work.
Yeah.
And it's much simpler
in
the process when it's done than it sounds for a person who doesn't have this awareness. And I'm sharing it to actually expand and share the knowledge, right?
Yeah, sure. What are you curious about right now in your work?
I am curious about right now in my work. I've never been asked this question. I would like to, I've been for the last 2 years preparing the structure of what I have developed and studied. So basically what I've studied for over 10 years, about 15, right, of my entire life. Everything that didn't work, I discarded. And everything I worked, plus the tools I developed for the body memory and such, how I can build a structure to teach it to other practitioners. So it's efficient, so it can be basically copy-pasted onto another facilitator's in their practice. And because I'm the only person, right? I cannot serve more people. Even if I cannot do group work, as you might imagine, with this type of, it's a jewelry style work. So I want to teach other practitioners, have them on my team, and actually ultimately have that certification to teach to others, because I never could imagine before, when I was paralyzed by fear of exposure, of being known, of being seen, I could never even dream about it. And now, knowing the difference, and it's a felt sensation in the body, I could not even imagine that, oh, that's what I'm going to be envisioning for myself and building that structure too. So I'm curious and interested in this process as the new branch event. It's probably going to be in the next year or two. I would love to start doing that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you, because that is a really smart way to be able to serve more people that way, is to be able to, you know, to train others to do that. So that's great. When someone comes to you, say that they're having some issues, so what is, what would be like the first thing that you talk to them about and to be able to sort of kind of get at the, you know, sort of, I guess the heart of the matter, really, I guess, of what's going on with them. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So of course, mm-hmm. all the work is customized.
Yeah.
And this is what creates the result, that it's not a one-size-fits-all. Yeah. But psyche works on the same principle. Healing has structure. It has steps. And with all the trials and errors in my own life, I stripped it down and cut it down to the core of what's the most, the foundational pieces, right? And then the client brings me all of the things that they are experiencing in their life. So I have my process, and also the client gives me feedback. And I combine the process for the body and I work with it together with subconscious mind, all of it together in those hypnotherapy sessions. And then the coaching sessions are to understand what actually is happening. So they can understand and become experts in who they are and how their psyche works, why the body's reacting this way. So they don't just finish my program and I did something and they have no idea. No, they finish the program knowing how they work from the inside out. All those sabotage issues and fears and unconscious, what I call life scenarios that show up in business from that conditioning and trauma in childhood, right? For example, for imposter syndrome, I work with particular life scenarios that inform it. I have my own theory on imposter syndrome, right? Which is not mind-based at all. And it's not just like, we need to think not imposters, right? So that combination of, okay, here we do the healing, creates a shift. And then the coaching is we discuss the process and the client has the aha moments second time. Because when they're in this process, they don't have the awareness and the bird's eye view, right? And I also include quantum hypnotherapy and more work in the later stages of the program. So I know you're into spirituality, right? So I look at hypnosis ultimately as a tool to expand our consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's an altered state. It's one of those ways to get into an altered state, which is completely underrated. We don't need any chemicals. We don't need any, jump from a parachute to experience that adrenaline or something. I don't know, become closer to God. Well, we become closer to God in our souls when we heal the trauma and release all that yuck and guck that's blocking our nervous system and psyche. And then this is how we learn who we are. And this is how we become our highest selves, living in these bodies that are relieved and released of trauma and wounds.
I'm glad you mentioned quantum hypnosis, because I know that was one thing that intrigued me, because I haven't heard of hypnosis called that before. I've seen quantum, referred to in different other situations. So what makes the hypnosis you do quantum?
Mm-hmm. So not all the sessions I do are quantum sessions, right? Because I believe that we need to clear that trauma and wounding and blocks and sabotage. Because a lot of people with trust issues and with vulnerability issues, they're blocking themselves from the inside out, from that deeper connection to themselves and the universe. They don't trust the universe. I did not trust the universe. I could not experience those states. And now I do it at will without going into hypnosis. Like, as in nobody's putting me within an induction. So the bigger picture is I believe that hypnosis is one of the most effective and navigable tools, deeper than meditation. Because for meditation, you need to practice and master it somehow. And in hypnosis, think about it, quantum hypnosis is a meditation with a way to navigate, ask questions, and experience those different frequencies, different aspects of ourselves and that inner guidance, that higher wisdom that's hiding from us. That's all there available. But we are hurt and wounded and have that firewall that I was talking about. So, for example, the intuitive abilities. For me or for a lot of my clients, when we work together, they start having mind-blowing dreams. Because the more we clean up what's blocking, the more they connect to the intuition, and dream state is one of those states. Hypnosis, we do it in hypnosis and they do it back at home in their beds at night. So, yeah, it's that meditation with a purpose, with navigation, with self-discovery, and with consciousness expansion. So it's like a bird's eye view. A lot of clients start understanding what the patterns in their lives are actually teaching them. I speak a lot about, we try to resolve our blocks in business and personal life. But we need to learn what the block is teaching us. We can't skip steps. It's like life is like a Mario game, right? You cannot pass to that next level without passing that first level first. Without dying, you know, falling into the cracks. And we need to get all those coins and all the treasures. And that's the wisdom. So if they're in that expanded states and they see, so this conflict I had with my boss in that past, oh, it's affecting my business right now. It's blocking me from my fullest expression. The trust issue, whatever, maybe I overgive, undercharge, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, this conflict with my parents, that war that I was earlier talking about, right? It's affecting my relationship and everything, and I hustle, and I don't trust my business, and I don't take intuitive decisions. And a lot of clients who come to me, I know there is a pattern to work with coaches all the time, because there is no self-trust and there is no trust in life. And so they're looking for that external validation or authority to teach them something. And I've hired and invested hugely in this, in my process. But I do believe now that there is a fine line between really hiring and you need a skill and hiring for the skill and something that you're learning to cover the gap, and hiring because it's a loop of I'm not enough, I need more, or I need that validation, or I need somebody to tell me what to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And I've worked with a client who has gone through that similar thing, is that she keeps looking elsewhere, and I'm trying to help her as well to be able to see that she really has a lot of these answers within herself. And it's just a matter of trust and learning to be able to trust yourself. And so
The clients will then report and say, over the course of these weeks, I'm realizing I have different boundaries. Mm-hmm. I have clients who told me before, I realized that I had no idea what boundaries are my entire life. And now I finally know what they are, and I even feel them, and I even exercise them. Not just having it as a concept somewhere to keep up and actually invest a lot of energy. When we do something artificially, it wastes our energy.
Yeah.
And it can be applied to everything, by the way.
Yep. Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today about this that I haven't asked you about? Anything else that would be useful for them to know with regards to trust and boundaries and all of these things that we've been talking about today?
I don't know. I think I feel complete. And again, if there are any questions, they can book a call with me and or ask me on Facebook. Right, I'm the only Tatiana Villarey on Google and Facebook, easy to find. And I think we covered a lot of you asked very interesting questions, so I'm grateful. Some of the questions I've never been asked before, so I was caught off guard and had to really go within and ask myself. So I'm grateful, and thank you so much. Thank you.
That's awesome. And so where can someone, so you say is like Facebook the best place to reach you, or do you have a website?
Tatiana Villarreal Coaching and Hypnotherapy and Tatiana Villarreal Hypnotherapy and Coaching is my page on Facebook, or personal page where I share all the time, and TatianaVillarreal.com is my website.
Awesome. Well, I will be sure and have, I'll have all that information in the show notes for those of you who are listening right now. So don't worry about it. I will have that. And you can go to liveloveengagepodcast.com and be able to get all of that information. So thank you so much for being with us and spending some time with us today. And
thank you.
It sounds like you're doing some really interesting work and powerful work to help people. And I think I love that you are focusing in on the body, and then you can deal with the mind. So good way to
it's actually then the easiest thing to deal with when the root cause issue is addressed. Yeah. Thank you. And I try my best to do the work I do.
Excellent. Well, and I also want to thank all of you who've been watching and been listening to us. I appreciate you. And if you got some value out of this episode, I hope that you will share it with a friend and let people know about it. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out today and every day and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.